Sagt the Mishnah Vayitim, Masechtes Beya, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yod. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn the halachas of a toy wagon, both in regard to whether it's Mekabel Tumah or not, and the Negei Isurim on Shabbos. There is a certain type of Tumah called a Zav. This Tumah has a certain stringency which we don't find by other Aves HaTumah, like someone who's Tamei Meis. Other Aves HaTumah are only Metama Akeli if they touch it. But a Zav could be Metama Akeli through something called Midras. Midras would mean he leans on it or sits on it, even though he's not touching it. Maybe there are a lot of blankets or pillows in between. But despite that, the Kalim would become Tame. This Tumas Midras is actually a very strict Tumah. If a Tame Mace touches something, that something becomes a Rishon LeTumah. But if something becomes Tame through Tumas Midras, it is also an Avatum. So really, whenever you see in the Mishnah Tumas Midras, it means two things. It's something that could become Tame even without touching. And number two, that it itself becomes an Avatum. Can any Keli become Tame this way if a Zav leans on it? And the answer is no. It has to be a Keli that's made for that, like a chair, a bed, a couch. But if the Keli is not Miyuchad Lamidras, it's not made to lean or sit like a table, it's made to eat on it, not to lean on it or sit on it, then it wouldn't become Tame through Tumas Midras. Now let's see our Mishnah. A Gala Shel Katan, this little toy wagon. It's made for the Katan to play with, explains the Batanura. You sit in it. Someone is a kind of a walker, teaches the child how to walk. He like holds on to it, he walks with it. But either way, the din is Temeya Midras. If the child was a Zav, then this little wagon becomes an Avatum. Some explain that the chiddush is, even though this is like a carriage on wheels, and the child is pushing it, maybe that's not called leaning on it. He's just pushing it. Well, lemaisa, it is called leaning. So that's one chiddush. Now the Tana is going to tell us two dinim in regard to Hilchos Shabbos. The first din is that v'nitelus b'Shabbos. It's not muktzah. You can move this wagon on Shabbos, and for sure on Yom Tov, as the Taisus Yom Tov explains. Not only for children, even for big people. Once it's considered a toy that children play with, it falls under the category of a keli shemalachta leheter, a keli that's used for things that are permissible. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. If it's not muktzah for a child, then it's also not muktzah for a big person. The second din is, ve'eino negredes ela al gabe kelim. Ve'eino negredes, it cannot be dragged over the ground, ela al gabe kelim, only over cloth. If you drag it over the ground, it's going to make a charitz, it's going to dig into the ground. And this Mishnah goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a davar she'ein mischaven, even though it's not what you're intending to do, but it's still aser. Making a charitz in the ground would be considered chayrish, plowing. That's why this first Tana holds that you can't push this wagon on the ground. If there's some type of a carpet or some type of clothes over here that are spread out over the ground, you can roll it on top of that. However, there is another opinion in the Mishnah. According to this other opinion in the Mishnah, even Rabbi Yehuda, who's machmir by a davar she'ein mischaven, he would hold the wagon as okay. And that's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The first Tana was also going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's why he holds a davar she'ein mischaven as aser. You can't push the wagon on the ground. The second Tana says, no, you have to understand what Rabbi Yehuda says. According to this second Tana, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kal ha-kelim, in regard to all other kelim, ein nigrarin, they may not be dragged over the ground. You're digging out a line in the ground. Chutz min hu agala, with the exception of a wagon, ivnei shehi chiveshes, because it only presses. In other words, this Tana says you're dragging a bench, you're dragging a chair, it digs into the ground. But a wagon with wheels, the wheels roll over the ground. It presses the ground down. It doesn't dig into it. Sometimes when you push a wagon, you see a mark in the ground. That's because it pushed it down. It doesn't dig in. Now really, what was the first Tana thinking? Wagons on wheels don't dig into the ground. So the Taisus Yom Tov explains that the first Tana was worried, as it often happens, that the wheel gets stuck and especially a child continues to push the wagon even after the wheel is stuck, and a wheel that's not moving does dig into the ground. But the second Tana is not chashish for that. What is the halacha? Well, the halacha wouldn't be like any of these two Tanaim, because the halacha is like Reb Shimon, who holds that a davar shemes chav is mutter. According to Reb Shimon, you can drag even a chair, a bed, a couch, as long as it's not a psik resha. That means as long as we're not for sure that it's such a heavy thing that it's vade going to make a chritz. But if maybe yes, maybe not, and that's not what you intend to do, then the halacha is that it's mutter. So in this Mishnah we learned that an agala shel katan is tmeya midras. Midras, we explained, is a special tuma that comes only with someone who's a zav. And tumas midras means two things. First of all, even by leaning on it without touching it, it becomes tamei. And also, that what becomes tamei is an avatuma, unlike someone who's, let's say, tamei tumas meis. So first of all, he has to touch something directly to make a tamei, and that thing is only a rishon litum. We explained that midras is only with things that are made to lay in or to sit in. Well, this agala shel katan, this toy wagon, falls into that category, and if the katan is a zav, then the wagon is tamei midras. That means it's an avatum. In regard to Hilcha Shabbos, we learned it's not muksa, and then we had a machloikis, two opinions. Both of these opinions hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that a davar shemes chavin is aser. The first opinion says you can't push a wagon on the ground. As we explained it, what if the wheel gets stuck and it makes a chritz into the ground? That would be chayrish. You can push it over kalim, over clothes, but not on the ground. The second opinion says that may be true for benches, for chairs. Even if you don't intend to make a chritz, you're not allowed to do it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But over here, even Rabbi Yehuda would say, a wagon on wheels, it presses down. It doesn't scratch into the ground. And we explained that l'maisa, the halach is like Reb Shimon anyway, who holds that a davar she'ein mischaven is mutter, unless it's a psik reisha.